I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. Surrender is simply doing God's will His way all the time. So glad you're hanging out with me today in the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm hoping you get a new perspective today on being willing to give up some things. Give up some things that God might be requiring of you. And I want to talk from the topic today of how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You know, we give lip service to things we want. We say things that we, you know, sound good, and we put words together and all sorts of things. But when it really comes down to it, and it's one of those things where they say where the rubber meets the road, do we really want what we are espousing? Do we really want the will of God done in our lives? So I just want to talk about that today. How bad do you really want it? There's been some things, you all, that I've asked the Lord of and just made a prayer. You know, Lord, I want to be able to do this. And then God will, you know, say, well, you need to do this. Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. I just want you to have a magic wand and you do what you do. But God will absolutely call you to do some things that are challenging. It's not to punish you, but He really wants to show you some things and show you and reveal the condition of your heart. So I'll give you an example, because there's been some things I've wanted badly. But then when God called me to do the things that will align with me getting that prayer met, I had to think about it. I had to, you know, wonder if I really was willing to do what God was calling. So, for example, I remember some years ago, I prayed and asked the Lord, and this was post-breast cancer. I'm 12 years out now, but this was some years ago. And this was post-breast cancer, post-rheumatoid arthritis diagnosis, post all this stuff. And I really had some very achy knees. And, I mean, to the point sometimes it would be challenging to walk up the stairs. I would have to call my son to help me get my legs in the bed. I mean, like serious knee pain. And I just had this idea. I want to run a marathon. I want to run. Now, where the idea came from, it had to be no one but the Holy Spirit, because my body was not even lined up to do any of that. And it tells us in the Word, if you that God will give you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in Him. So if you're just really seeking God's face, He will absolutely, you all, give you the desires of your heart. So I know that He gave me that desire to be healthy and be able to run. And one of my friends, Cherise Richards, just put out into the atmosphere this challenge. I'm running a half marathon. Who's with me? And before I even knew what I was doing, I just typed in, I am. And I am the only person out of that group that she was leading that year that put in, I am. And once I put my name to it and once I gave my word, I was just like, okay, God, how am I going to do this? And you know what the Lord required of me? He told me to go raw, like no cooked food, really, for the whole year. No, thank you. I don't want to do that. But you know, you pray for something, and then when God shows up with the answer, you don't want to do it. But how bad do you want it? And you know what? I wanted to run. I wanted to have that checked off my bucket list. So I did it. 2015, for the first like 4 months, I ate completely raw food. And after that, I ate 80% raw, 20% cooked. And you know what? Even before I got into April, it was April of that year, I had never been a runner, never been a jogger, anything like that. Ran my first half marathon. Did I mention I had achy knees prior to that? I did it. So this is the question today, you all. How bad do you want it? What are you praying for? And are you actually listening to instruction to make it be so? I don't know what you're praying for. I don't know if you're praying to write a book. I don't know if you're praying to open up a nonprofit or a new business, open up a church. I don't know if you're praying for something related to your family, going back to school. If you're praying about it, God is in the business of listening and answering. That's what Jesus said. I know, Father, that you hear my prayer and you answer my prayer. The same is true for you. So if you're asking, then He's answering. So you got to wait and line up with whatever His instructions are for your life. And the thing is that He will put something in you, and you're going to have the purpose in your heart to do just what He is called to do, because He's not telling you to do these things to punish you. He's doing these things because He wants you to win. And it also reveals the condition of your heart. So it reveals if you really are for him, if you're even really for yourself, based on how you show up and how you answer it. Because this is another thing too. The Lord can't move you forward in anything if you can't say yes in the season that you're in right now. If you can't say yes now, he can't move you forward, because what the Lord knows and how much he loves you, and he doesn't want you, he knows that you can win if you listen to him, because the enemy is waiting for you. Wherever you're going, he's here now and he's waiting for you. And if you can't get it right here, if you can't show up with a yes right here, if you can't be obedient right here, he is going to bowl you over. He's going to crush you with his roadblock block down the road. There's a song that we sing in church. And yeah, I don't know if you guys sing this in church at all, but it's a song that says, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, that I love you more than anything. More than anything. Do you ever think about those words? Because if you love him more than anything, then that means whatever God is calling you to, that you're going to love him more than that. You're going to love him more than your comfort. You're going to love him more than your money. You're going to love him more than your food and your snacks that you like. You're going to love him more than your spouse, your children, anything. You're going to love him more. And we love him because he first loved us. So anything God is instructing us to do, we can do it knowing that it comes from a place of love. So I'm encouraging you, even as we go into the break, that you think about that thing. What is the thing that God is calling me to? And I know he's already telling you right now. I know you can already hear him. And just decide to say yes. And my question again today is, how bad do you want it? So we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back to continue the conversation on how bad do you want it. Be right back.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. Each week, we're going to get together to discuss blogging tips that will expand your brand and increase your profit online. Welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit.
Greetings. This is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Hello, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. This is the Surrender Break Room, a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. Welcome back to the conversation. We're talking today about how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You ask God for something, and then you're waiting for the answer, and you're waiting for him to do it, and then he's actually waiting on you because he's giving you some instructions that you haven't said yes to. So if you're not saying yes to him, you really don't want it that bad. So you got to really start to reevaluate how you're experiencing life and what the things that you are doing so that you can really be in relentless pursuit of all that he has purposed you to do. I am in relentless pursuit of all that God has for me. So I'm in regular conversation about God, about what do you want to do through me, Lord? I surrender it all to you. What do you want to do? And I'm not telling you that I'm perfect in this thing or that I show up every time with the immediate yes. Sometimes I come with the late yes or the raggedy yes, but I do eventually get to yes because I've been able to see my God do some amazing things in and through me because I have been willing to pray for a thing, wait for strategy, and live that thing out. So you have to be willing to put everything under the submission of Jesus Christ. You have to be willing to love him more than anything. You have to be willing to put your mind, your body, your will, all of everything in his light and really lining up into his will, because everything needs to bow down and submit to him. And you know what? There are some people that I admire so much in history that committed, that they committed to a thing, that they asked God, because there were some things that they wanted. When the question came up for them, how bad do you want it? They wanted it to the point where they were willing to die for it. That's how much they wanted the thing that they were praying about, that they were seeking God for. Because I told you already before the break, God puts those things in your heart to do. So if he's putting in your heart to do, don't you believe he's going to supernaturally empower you to do the things that he has called you to do? One of the things that's been most challenging for me before I got to the place that I am now, there was a hindrance I had, and it was really in how I treated my body. God knew he couldn't entrust Celeste with more if she couldn't even do the beginning thing, if she couldn't even make peace with hunger, if she couldn't deny herself. I can't move Celeste forward. She can't do those things. But God will test you to see really how bad do you want it. How bad do you want it? Because if you want it that bad, you're going to do some things, and I'm going to be able to move you forward. So there's some people in history, you all, that I have studied, and I just love their stories of how they were committed no matter what. They would not quit. They were relentless because they wanted it badly. One story comes from the Bible, and it was just Daniel. Daniel was a teenage boy who was brought into captivity, and he wanted so badly to please the Lord that he was willing to go up against a king. And then it wasn't like how we are now in society, you know, with the president. We talking a king who had the authority to kill you on the spot. But this little boy had purpose in his heart that he so badly wanted to honor God in his body that he was willing to go against the king's orders. And he was like, I don't care about the king. He can kill me if he wants to, but I'm going to honor my God. And Daniel ended up being promoted, you all, throughout the entire book of Daniel. You see how he was promoted time and time again, even through challenges, because he was willing and to do the will of the Lord. That's how bad he wanted it. Even when you think about people more modern day, when you think about someone like a Harriet Tubman, who purpose in her heart that she was not going to just simply enjoy her freedom that she found in the North, but she was also going to go back to the tribulation and bring forth her family members, her friends, anybody who was willing to travel with her and bring them to freedom also. You know, they had to think she was one of the craziest people ever to take herself back into slavery, but she was willing to do that because she wanted it badly. She wanted freedom, not just for herself, but she wanted it for other people as well. And you know what? It's interesting too. I want to say here that you are going to have to overcome and conquer some things if you're going to emerge victorious. Harriet Tubman's job wasn't even just complicated by the fact that she was Black going back to get slaves, but it was complicated by the fact that she had some type of condition that caused her to just go into these trances and lose consciousness. Imagine that. I'm on the run and I just lose consciousness and fall out. But God said that his strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. And that's why he was able to use Harriet, because she was able to say yes. And she wanted slavery for other people so badly that she was willing to sacrifice her, even her own life, to bring it forth. And God blessed her in an amazing way. And she never lost anyone that she brought to the North. And then I studied for so long Martin Luther King Jr. I love his story about how he had to overcome some things too in order to become the leader of the civil rights movement. What's interesting, you might even say way back when, he had to really overcome his sense of complacency and wanting to live a comfortable life, because he didn't just walk into the civil rights movement. He was kind of forced into it. He was this young preacher with his wife, and he might have even had a child or two by then, and he became the pastor of Ebenezer, I think it was, church in Atlanta. And he thought, okay, here's my cushy life. It's probably like Queen Esther. I got the cushy life now. Here we go. And all of a sudden, he goes to this meeting, and he gets nominated to lead the civil rights movement. And he's like, who, me? They're like, yes, you. You're educated. You're going to have to do this for us. And he was young, you guys, in his 20s. But how bad do you want it? How bad do you really want to make a change in the world? How bad do you really want to show up and change some conditions in the world? And he wanted it. So he was willing to forego his comfort to show up to do something amazing. And although he died in his late 30s, look at the impression that he left on the world. Look at the legacy he left in the world. Even now, we're seeing the fruit of his labor as it relates to civil rights for people of color in America, because he was willing, you all, to lay aside his agenda and really take the tough road so that his strength can be made perfect. God's strength can be made perfect in his weakness. And even lastly, if you just think about the work that Jesus did, Jesus, how bad do you want it, Jesus? How bad do you want all your brothers and sisters to be free one day from this power of sin and death? And Jesus did it too. He took it to the end, you all. He died for the cause. That's how bad he wanted it, that he was willing to sacrifice his life so that we can live in freedom today. And so grateful that Jesus did that. So that's the question for you today. How bad do you want it? Do you just want to live a complacent, normal, lackadaisical life? That's not the life that God has ordained. Even when Jesus said that he came to give you life, he said life more abundantly. He didn't say no cushy sit back and just wait, bide your time. No, you have come here to do something amazing in this world, and God is waiting for you to show up, waiting for you to show up. And if you have shown up, he's going to give you supernatural power to do just the things that he has called you to do. It might be something simple, you all, as changing your diet. Well, maybe I shouldn't call that simple. That's kind of hard. Depends on who you are. Or it might be something as simple as writing a book or whatever it is, starting a blog, a podcast. Just say yes and tell God through your actions, Lord, this is how bad I want it, that I'm going to say yes. Be blessed, you all. So glad you hung out with me today. Make sure you do each and every Monday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, in the Surrender Break Room. And in between time, you can visit me on my website, drcelesteowens.com. And I plan to catch you on next week. I love you all. Be blessed.